This is an official protest of the Random Bush Show. Do not listen to this show. It is full of a bunch of caca and doo-doo jokes, and I do not appreciate it. This is Fathers Against Random Bush. That's right, F-A-R-B, and I am a proud farber, and I want the Random Bush Show to be taken off of Podbean and other amazing podcasting software. Thank you. This has been an official content warning.
It's season 2, episode 1, season 2, episode 1, season 2, episode 1, season 2, episode 1. I'm Ange Bush.
I'm Sean Random.
And this is season 2.
Woo!
Woo!
All right. Welcome back. We're back. Andrew Bush.
Yes, Sean Random.
You want to do this whole, like we did season 1?
Yeah.
You want to do that again?
Yeah, I want to do it again, but let's make it just as good.
No, let's make it better.
Better?
Better.
Let's make it better.
Ah, shit. Do you really want to put in the... Wait, hold on. Do we really want to do this?
Let me flip a coin.
Oh, all right. Shit.
Heads, we continue doing it. Tails, we stop and we never do this ever again.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's in the air. It's bouncing.
Oh.
I can't see it from where I'm at. What do we got?
It looks like heads. I think it's heads.
You know what? Fuck it. We're going with heads.
We're going
to do a season 2.
This episode is brought to us by Buttons and Clasps. Buttons and Clasps. Because time will tell on this whole zipper scheme. Don't even get me started about Velcro. I mean, hooks and loops? Give me a break.
It was a whole bourbon glass of honey for $75.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means, a bourbon glass.
A bourbon glass is like a wine glass, except it's shorter and kind of taller.
And you put honey in it, like real honey.
I don't know what it was. $75.
And this place is just a place where they sell weird, bizarre stuff like that.
All they have to do
is
sell...
They have things that you don't want there.
As long as they sell 2 honeys a month, they're going to cover the rent. Like, I don't know what the hell they're...
They have, like, fried banana peels, which are edible, but, like, you're like, I don't want the...
I would like the fried banana peels. Pills, 1 bourbon glass of honey, and a cheeseburger.
My wife will have 3 raw eggs scrambled up inside of a half of a coconut shell.
And deep-fried breaded cod. She, too, will have a large glass of honey. I was just like, what the fuck is this place? What they really need is a canoe on the wall.
Like a DJ on Friday.
I say this, every restaurant will benefit from
a
pair of
stop
old
sign that's
bric-brac, like man. Just random.
Bric-a-brac.
Like, you know, like fucking boxing
flair.
Gloves.
Yeah, they got boxing gloves. They got a picture of some old guy. And he's making an expression with an eyebrow up and he's got a corncob pipe on it. And you're like, oh, is that grandpa?
There's a Rocky poster that's signed by some dude named Steve. You're like, who the fuck is Steve? What the hell is. What does Steve have to do with the Rocky?
Was a brother of a PA.
Yeah, right. He stole the poster from on set, sold it for us down here at TGI Fridays. We fucking put it in
his
frame and
bottle
put it on
caps
the wall.
From beers no one's ever fucking heard of.
How long ago did they make Burp's beer? What the fuck was that?
TJ's Frosty Brews. All right, for TJ.
A really dirty baseball glove that looks like it has blood on it. Why the fuck is that on the wall? I think that should be in like evidence.
Fishing net that couldn't ever hold fish.
And they put shit in the fishing net like a basketball. And like
there's army men and you go to move them and they're glued to the wall. They super glued these little army men and painted them with little red hat.
Ridiculous.
There's board games that no one wants to play.
But just the board like super glued to the wall. Like this is Monopoly. This is what checkers looks like. Remember, sorry? Go ahead and press the bubble. The dice still works.
Or no pieces.
Well, the pieces are glued to the wall in some other TJ Fridays.
I love that there's a part of a boat. You said there's like a canoe or a part of a boat.
Yeah, like a canoe.
For some reason, there's a fish on the wall. They don't serve fish except for the fried whatever.
Right.
Yeah. They serve one type of fish.
It's fucking ridiculous. I never got that. I think it's to distract you from how shitty the food is.
I love a good seafood restaurant that is just like all seafoody like that, where it's like, oh, just pictures
like
of
nets.
Yeah, there's nets on the wall and starfish.
If they're gonna do that,
plastic
though,
crabs
the
and
host
there's like bubbles
has
like
to
the
be
front.
Dressed like a sea captain and have the whole like, yar, come on in, me mateys.
Where's she standing? She's standing behind
it's
this little
fish
booth,
fry Friday.
And this little booth has a captain's wheel like
yes,
in front of it. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? And she's like, oh, good morning, mateys. Or
let
whatever.
Me navigate you to your table.
The menu is shaped like a treasure chest.
The first mate will be right with you.
Oh, we have a special here in the galley.
Right. They'd be so over it, but the boss would make them do it. Let me just jump back in the galley and get you some more ranch. Just a second. I'll be
you
right
mean
back.
The kitchen on a boat? It's called a galley.
Yeah, we're not on a boat. We're in a restaurant 30 miles off of the sea. Do you see that window? Is it round? You're on a fucking boat.
It's a porthole. It's not a window.
Once upon a time, they brought a boat here, parked it,
would
built
you guys
a restaurant
like to
it.
Sit starboard or port?
Which
what
one's
is
near
that?
The
is
bathroom?
That smoking or non-smoking? Is that what's going
on? You want to sit up on the deck or down below?
The deck is just outside.
Yeah, right? I think we got cheated.
Wait a second.
I thought this was going to be like a
I
patio.
We like, there's not even ocean around here. The seafood's
just
in the
street.
Middle of the city. It's on a strip mall. It's a fucking seafood restaurant in a strip mall.
Come on down to Uncle Ron's Asshat Emporium.
Dang shooting, y'all. This is your old pal Uncle Ron, and I'm down here at Uncle Ron's Asshat Emporium. And we got every asshat you could ever imagine. You need an asshat for going on a picnic? Well, I got a picnic asshat right here. You need an asshat for going out in the rain? I got you a yellow slicker asshat right here. You need an asshat for a fancy occasion? Well, shit, I got all kinds of fancy asshats right here at Uncle Ron's Asshat Emporium. Get on down here and have a look at my asshats.
When you visit Uncle Ron's Asshat Emporium, come on in and have a tour of the state-of-the-art on-site factory and development facility. We'll even let you take a peek into Uncle Ron's secret laboratory, where he labors day and night developing new, exciting asshat technologies.
Well, shit, all my asshats are on the forefront of science.
Don't take our word for it. Take a listen to some of the previously satisfied customers.
I didn't even know what an asshat was, but then I wore one and I was like, dang, I love this feeling on my ass. Thanks, asshat, and thank you, Uncle Ron.
Ever since the baby came along, I've had such trouble shedding those last few pesky pounds. And now with the popularity of yoga pants, I'm just so thankful that my asshat keeps it all together.
Well, I don't really know what an ass hat is, but my ass gets awfully chilly in the winter, so yeah, I'll buy one. What the hell? Thanks, Uncle Ron.
I never thought I needed an ass hat, and now I feel naked without it. I got one to match all my outfits. Thank you, ass hat.
So come on down to Uncle Ron's Ass Hat Emporium, and you too can take home a handcrafted ass hat of your very own.
Get on down here and have a look at my ass hats.
You can't breathe because your lungs aren't attached to it, but I mean, you can suck in air through it. I'm
okay,
sure,
so if
yeah.
I'm sucking air in through my butthole.
Yeah, it just does like this. You just go like that. You
right,
just open it up.
I'm bringing air inside of my body.
Uh-huh. You can't physically open it up yourself. Like, you have to, like, use your hands to open it up. I don't think. I mean, unless you're, like, really gross.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm in a situation where, like, my head has been trapped underwater.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But my arms are free.
Uh-huh.
So I can reach up and spread my cheeks. Can I suck enough air into my body so that my blood could still get oxygenized so I could stay alive?
It doesn't work that way, though.
That's what I'm wondering.
Your intestines don't breathe for you. That's your lungs that breathe for you. Like, if you suck in air into your butthole, it just sits in your butthole until it goes back out again. Your lungs are the only thing that, like, the little capillaries in your lungs, those are the only things that can take the oxygen into the cells.
Oh, the cilia.
Yeah.
There's nothing
in your butthole that does that. That's only for like food and water. It's not for air.
Do you think with the power of CRISPR, I could get some cilia up in my butthole?
What?
I want to be able to breathe through my butthole.
What are you talking about? Like having a thing?
I could do like magic tricks.
No,
and stuff.
Because you'll always be running out of oxygen. Like if you did that, you'll always like be out of breath or whatever, out of your butt.
Okay, so I can't breathe out of my butt.
Well, I suppose you could get some sort of.
I mean, I don't have to taste it. I don't have a tongue in my butt.
Well, no, but
oh,
like, well,
what if I got a tongue in my butt? That would surprise the shit out of people. I'd moon them, and then a tongue would stick out.
They'd be like, what did I see?
That's the extra, because people would be like, oh, I'm being mooned. What the hell?
As long as you don't have to taste it.
I'm like
with
a big old Gene Simmons.
It rolls out. You have to spread your cheeks, and it flops out.
There's a giant tongue in his asshole.
This would freak out people who are really kinky with
you.
Yeah, you
think?
I mean? Yes, yeah. What is that? It's like, is that a tail? What is that? It's weird. You don't suck. I don't think that, listen, okay, first of all right.
Oh, shit.
I don't even think that people know what their buttholes look like. You know what I mean? Because you never see a butthole. Like, you have to go on the internet to see a butthole.
Wait. Have you ever seen your own butthole?
No. Why would I have ever seen that?
At your own butthole.
No. Why would I have ever seen this?
Well, there might be a serious problem with
it. No, there's nothing. I can feel it at like all times.
Yeah.
I can feel it right now.
Okay.
Well, when I think about it, I can feel it.
Sure.
Like, you know, like it's not like a major sensation.
But
it's
how do you know there isn't like some weird red spot on it?
I would be able to feel that.
Don't you feel a red spot?
I don't look at the back of my knees either.
I bet your butthole's covered in red spots.
I know.
You've never checked. You can't definitively. It's like a Schrodinger's cat. All right. There's no way to know whether or not your butthole is covered in red spots. In fact, both your butthole not being covered and being covered exist right now because you don't know.
I would think like one of the worst weird case scenarios is that I squat over a mirror,
okay,
I take a look at my butthole, and it has like some sort of like weird pattern, and I'm like, that's why all my duties look like moons.
What? Like a Play-Doh playset?
You know, like Play-Doh, how they have the little things that you shove it through and then it plops out.
I thought you meant like a weird pattern that would be communicating some message to you.
No.
like holy shit.
Like a bird or a star or
who
a horseshoe.
Who tattoos that on my butthole?
You know, like every time I duke.
There's a message written in here.
I have a birthmark that says like,
wait, it's a map to a treasure?
Fight the bourgeoisie just says that around in a circle.
It's just a fight the bourgeoisie.
And you're like, what does that say? Fight the bourgeoisie?
Well, I think my asshole's a communist. Andrew, you're the one.
This is what Lenin talked about, don't you know?
I'm so glad you sat on that mirror. We never would have beat the communists.
It changed my life.
If we didn't know that you were our given leader.
I wonder if some point somebody looked at their butthole, there was a message there, and they were like, no one's going to believe this. They're all going to ask to see it. And so they just lived their life, and they never fulfilled their destiny that their butthole set
forth
for them.
You mean right now,
yeah,
prophets of God are walking around with messages written on their assholes.
Possibly.
And they're too ashamed to show us?
Yes.
Is that the problem?
Yes.
So we can't get access to this asshole prophecy?
Here's the thing. Back in the day, since they barely wore clothes and it was really hot in Israel,
right,
everyone saw everyone's asshole.
This makes sense.
And they all,
it was very casual.
They all saw them. That's where they knew where the symbols were. They
sure
saw the symbols
right
in their butts. And
so
they were like,
we've lost this knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So walking the earth right now are prophets of God,
yeah,
with messages literally written in their buttholes. Mm-hmm. Why the butthole? I mean, there's so many. Wouldn't the forehead be a better, or maybe like the neck?
I was just thinking this too. Buttholes have like.
It's insulated.
They're like fingerprints, I'm
okay
sure. Don't you think?
Every butthole is specific?
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough to know. Like, I guess I could compare and contrast
I
a little bit.
I bet you that they all are. Every person's different. Everyone's face is different.
So you're saying that every butthole is basically a snowflake?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if there's like a psychic out there that like, they're like, listen, if I look at your hand, I can tell this about you and this about you. But if I looked into your butthole, I could tell you your future. This would be a great scam if you're just a perv,
hold
by
on.
The way.
Hold on.
You're just a pervert. You're like, let me look in your butthole. I can tell you everything that's going to happen to you.
Okay. Let's say I get an ink pad, okay, and I lay it out flat, all right, and I get a bunch of people to come along, right, and they stamp themselves into the ink pad, and then stamp themselves onto, like, the sidewalk or something. We can compare and contrast, like, oh, wow, your butthole is a half moon shape. This guy's butthole is a star.
If he did it onto a canvas, you could probably sell it for a lot of money, too, by the way, in the modern,
so you're saying
the contemporary art scene.
Everybody's butthole is going to be a different... pressed ink image.
Yes.
I think everybody should have that.
There's not going to be
in their office
two b-holes that are exactly alike. There's no way. Every b, if you find two b-holes that are exactly alike, those people are like destined to be together.
So you would walk into somebody's office and you'd be like, wow, you have so many photos. Oh, like oh, this is your diploma from the university that you graduated from. And here's a picture of you shaking the president's hand. And here's a picture of you with your office staff. Mm-hmm. And what is this?
It looks like little splotches of ink.
What is this image right here? Why, that's my unique butthole image.
That is homeless b-holes of America.
Homeless, just a collection of b-holes images. Oh.
What happened to this poor guy? This is very large and oblong.
we don't talk about Earl.
Not circular at all.
I just want to say, as a pretentious artist, when I first started printing the assholes of the homeless people in America... Nobody thought that I would discover those messages from God written in the assholes. I'm not saying that I knew that those messages were there. I'm an artist. I was just trying to print some assholes.
You stack them. You put them all on like a what's it called? Like clear paper. And you stack them all on top of each other. And they lead. They have instructions on how to make a machine. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like Contact where they're like, oh, what do the buttholes mean? And then you have some autistic guy, like Gladiator, like how the Gladiator guy was in that one movie.
Right, okay, yeah.
And he can connect all the patterns, and he's like, yes, oh no, I see it. I see it. There's a message hidden in the assholes. We need to conserve all the rice. And they're like, what? That's crazy. But some people keep it along, and then the rice all dies, and they're like, we should have listened to him. What else are our buttholes telling us? What else are our buttholes telling us?
Okay, so for this scenario to actually happen, there has to be an artist who decides to take ink images of people's assholes.
Yes.
And in doing so, discovers that every asshole is different. And then...
But they reveal a pattern.
I would imagine that some time would take place where this artist would be ridiculed and lost to obscurity. And then, like, many years later, some, like, art historian would discover this work... And accidentally lean two of them against one another in a window and be like, holy shit.
It's like an old, musty library where, like, all the last collection of, like, this is many, many years
right,
in the
and
future.
As the light
the
streams
last Bible
through.
Is in there and, like, all the ancient things. And for some reason, somebody at some point collected this and they're like, they have to hold it up to the light. And if it projects 20 feet to the right, then you can see the pattern.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You're like, wait a second.
Yeah, you know what? We're never going to make that machine.
It's a map that leads to the lost city of Ankh.
I would just like to see the artist after the discovery of that. You know how, like, people always try to retcon it? Like, I know, I'm a fucking genius. Yeah. I can't believe I discovered that myself. Like, no, you were printing homeless guys' assholes.
Yeah.
Like,
that's very clearly what you were doing. This is merely coincidence.
The machine that was built, discovered from my work, has saved humanity. No, you were printing people's assholes. Like,
it's really weird because it's like it's been underneath us this entire time. You know what I mean?
We've
that's what people
literally all been sitting on the answer. Hello out there, everybody. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're having a really good time. I hope you're having a nice deep belly laugh. While I have your attention for a moment, I just wanted to make you aware. podcasters like Andrew and I really depend on listeners like you going out and giving us reviews. Reviews help our show to become more discoverable. It's all about algorithms. It gets very confusing. The point is, if you leave reviews about this show, unlike iTunes and Stitcher and all the various other aggregators that we put our show out on, if it exists, you could probably find Random Bush on it. But if you go to those places and leave comments, that'll make our show more discoverable so other people, much like yourselves, can find Random Bush and enjoy it like you're doing. At least that's what I hope you're doing. If you're not doing that, I don't want to know what you're doing. Alright, with that creepy thought in the air, I'm going to let you get back to the entertainment. But please, go out there onto the internet. Pull your phones out of your pockets. I know you have them. We all do now. Pull it out of your pocket right now while you're listening to the next sketch. And just go to our iTunes page and say, I like this show. And whatever the sketch is about, make a comment about that. Say, I like this show and there are porn stars telling me fun facts. Or there's a duck that's flying a plane. What are all our sketches? Why can I only think of these ones? All right, anyhow, thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. Have a wonderful day.
If you want to hang out, you better figure out cookies. If you want to relax, you better bring some snacks, cookies. If you want to be hip, you better get chocolate chip cookies. Macaroon, biscotti, and fortune cookies. Yeah, give me cookies. I love the cookies.
Well, here we are at the end of another great podcast.
We did it once again, back in the saddle.
Sean, we learned some things.
We felt some things on an emotional level.
We've heard some things today that, you know, may have shocked us. It may have put us in a state of, whoa, confusion, or maybe in a state of, oh, yeah, that feels good. That's like a nice bubble bath. All right.
Perhaps an evolution of spirituality.
Yeah, perhaps something having to do with small woodland creatures.
An extension of consciousness, its very self.
Maybe chipmunks.
Maybe just like a fart joke.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And you know what? If you're sad now, just remember that there's always next week, where maybe you won't be so sad because we'll have a whole new episode for you.
Or you could just rewind it and listen to that sketch again.
Yeah, or you can go back all the way to season one, you know, if you're crazy.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. There's stuff in there that's worth a second listen.
So go back, take a listen to that, and enjoy. And we'll see you back here next week.